AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House is steaming toward impeaching President Trump again. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president will be out of office at this time next week, but Gerald Nadler and Democrats say he should be removed now, blaming him as the one who incited last week's Capitol riot.
And who remains a grave danger to the nation.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says the president does bear responsibility for the attack.
He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
But McCarthy says impeachment is not the answer. Several Republicans say they will vote to remove the president. But if he is impeached, a Senate trial almost certainly will not happen until after Joe Biden's inauguration, with a spokesman saying GOP Chief Mitch McConnell will not call an emergency session before then. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he opposes violence in a statement read on the House floor. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says stay away during inauguration week.
We have asked Americans not to come to the Washington, D.C. event, but instead to participate virtually.
Airbnb says it will be blocking and canceling all reservations in the D.C. area during the week of the inauguration. Amazon asked a federal judge to deny a request to reinstate the cloud service account for conservative social media network Parler, claiming it shrugged off police violence content on its site before and after the insurrection at the Capitol. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. have reached another one-day high, more than 4,300. A coronavirus hotspot, Arizona, reported more than 5,600 cases and nearly 200 more deaths. A Federal Reserve survey of business conditions found modest economic gains at the start of the year, although some parts of the country saw slowdowns. The governor of Alabama says the Air Force is expected to announce Huntsville as the location for the U.S. Space Command headquarters. This is AP News. A top Italian crime gang is facing charges.
A trial with more than 320 defendants has begun in southern Italy against the 'Ndrangheta crime syndicate, arguably the world's richest criminal organization that's quietly amassed power as the Sicilian mafia lost influence. Expected to take a year, the trial is taking place in a specially constructed high-security bunker on the sprawling grounds of an industrial park in Calabria. Prosecutors hope the trial will deliver a harsh blow to the mob organization that's exploited tens of millions of dollars in cocaine revenues over decades to extend its criminal reach across Europe and into several continents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tom Hanks will host a 90-minute primetime TV special celebrating the inauguration of Joe Biden as president, with performances by Justin Timberlake, Jon Bon Jovi, and Demi Lovato. It will air on many networks 1 week from tonight. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.